And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, good morning. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Var Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Plenty to talk about today. Lots regarding the NFL, as you've got a good slate of games this weekend in the divisional round. More coaches settling into their jobs, including in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur, beginning to look at who he wants on his staff and who he does not want on his staff. We'll talk all things NFL 8 o'clock today. Jason Cole will join us, friend of show. Fansided.com editor-in-chief these days will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk some Bucks. Eric Name, 8:35 from The Athletic as the Bucks look for win number 30. But yeah, the big news out of Green Bay is that there is continuing to be news at all times, at every time, because Matt LaFleur's got to figure out who he wants to coach with. Nothing concrete yet on Mike Pettine. It still seems like he'll be the defensive coordinator. Nothing concrete on that. The offensive coordinator could be any number of young guys that he has possibly worked with or possibly not. But the Ron Zook era has come to a close.
Yeah, see, I just assume when a coach is fired, like Mike McCarthy and the rest of the staff finished it out, that the rest of these guys are all done anyway. And it's you got to like reapply for your job. Because when the new coach comes on, he's got ideas of who he wants on his staff. So, even though they're technically under contract, and Zook was fired, I don't expect, really, LaFleur to keep any of these guys. Well, Pettine, but, I mean, it's not even a given on him until they officially announce it. But I would think that, you know, all these guys are technically out of a job until further notice.
I'm surprised that just in general conversation, or maybe I'm just talking to some super fans, and I don't know, you guys driving around, if we get really bogged into these NFL assistant head coaches, how much you know, but it seems like a lot of people at least know the names of these guys.
Well, or they'll refer to them as that, oh yeah, that guy in Los Angeles. Oh, this guy coming, where's he coming from? Tennessee. But I mean, I think you...
I'm even talking about the guys on the Packers staff. Like, people know who Ben Sermons is.
Well,
the running backs coach.
Some of these guys on Twitter who know, you know, I think the average guy, Packer fan, you know, might not know. You know, Ben Sermons isn't a household name, but I mean, some of these guys on Twitter, absolutely. Cause some of these fans, you know, these guys dig down and they study all this stuff. It's amazing how this stuff, and I'm always amazed how people know so much about pro sports rosters. But, you know, like we talked about once before, I think it's a lot of that has to do not with coaches, but with fantasy, with players. I mean, like one time you were talking about punters and all, I'm like, how do you know? Oh, that's right, because he plays fantasy sports. And that's the great thing about, I think that's the downside, or that's the upside on the gambling and in fantasy sports, if you're gambling on this stuff, is at least you come away with a knowledge on this stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm constantly petitioning the bosses that we should get reimbursed for gambling and fantasy, because it helps.
It is.
When I play a super deep FanDuel league on a Wednesday night when there's just two NBA games, well, look what I've just done. I have completely enhanced my knowledge of the Dallas Mavericks roster.
Yeah.
Will that come in handy someday? Maybe.
When you're breaking down the San Jose University roster and, you know, the guys coming off the bench as they're playing Idaho State, yeah, that's, you know, there's a reason. There's a reason why there's some knowledge on that.
But you never know when it comes in handy. I mean, I'm playing these NBA lineups, and then there's this guy that's cheap that always shoots threes. And then when the Bucks trade for him, Mirza Teletovic a couple years ago, I know who he is because I've been playing with him in fantasy football. So there is some of that. And if you gamble on some of these games, you learn about some of these guys. And I'm just back to what I was saying about the assistant coaches. I always wonder what information do I know? Like, where's the line? Would I know it still if I didn't have the job of sports knowledge all the time, all day? I think for the most part, I've always been in tune with who the assistant coaches were, and I think there's still a lot that I would know, but I just,
I am surprised because I don't. If you're just a guy, you don't have to know who Ben Sermons is.
Well, I don't think
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I
have to know who Frank Signati Jr. is.
But I don't know. I mean, as smart as these guys are out there, I don't know if they go that deep into the roster. I don't.
Or into
the coaching staff.
I'm blown away. I did a podcast with a couple guys, Unknown Packers podcast. I did it with them on Wednesday. And just two guys, you know, they work at a brewery and, you know, they're Packer fans. And they were breaking down some of the assistant coaches. And I'm like, whoa, let me check my notes here, guys. I got to keep up with you. I was just so impressed.
But those guys do that for, you know, a podcast. So they got it, so they have to keep up on it. Just like maybe, you know, us in the media have to know those things. But, I mean, if you went to Joe Average Guy who's working out over at the WAC here and asked him, who's Ben Sermon? Ben Sermons, he's going to look at you cross-eyed. I think, but I was, you know, I think the staff, I think some of the offensive and defensive coordinators around the league, not that they're common knowledge, but I mean, they come into the forefront like today in this time of the year because they're up for jobs. You know, Taylor is up for the Cincinnati job, the offensive coordinator with the LA Rams. Some of these names come out this time of the year because of all the job openings and promotions that are happening.
All right, let's ask on Twitter a poll. How should I phrase it? Do you know who Ben Sermons is?
Well, I mean, you can look that up in a second.
Yeah.
But off the top of your head.
Off the top of your head, do you know who Ben Sermons is?
That's a guy I work with. He's two cubicles down.
Oh, yeah, Sermy, yeah. It's his birthday this week.
Yeah.
Ben Sermons. I just got to make sure I spell it right. Now, we're still getting heat for some of the polls we put up earlier this week. Again, if you're listening, good, because sometimes what we'll do is have a conversation and wonder, does the average person know about? And then so we'll ask, and then if you're not listening and you just see the poll on Twitter, like the poll we put up a couple days ago, would you spend a year in prison if it meant the Brewers going to the World Series, which was a question we got on Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything Wednesday. We are still getting fried for that.
You don't hear, well, okay, here's the deal. It's one thing to fry us on Twitter for those kind of things, or if you know, I come out and say mention about those stats of Grandal. If I say Grandal, you know, I mean, he had a poor off season, and then somebody's coming at me on Twitter. Oh, that's easy to do, but I mean, I like to see somebody come at me. Like somebody called the other day, and they came at us about, was it the LaFleur hiring? Somebody came on here and they because of their call drew some heat from some other callers. I'm trying to remember, was that when somebody calling and saying that Rodgers was going to walk all over LaFleur?
Yeah, he wanted a different guy that wasn't LaFleur.
But I give that guy credit for calling up our show instead of hiding behind some Twitter account and, you know, blasting that way. I mean, I might not have agreed with him, but good for him for at least calling in and speaking out on it on the radio show instead of, a Twitter thing. I mean, Twitter, not one person called our show yesterday about when I mentioned that about Grandal. Nobody, I didn't hear anything, nowhere the heat that you get on Twitter for something like that. So,
do you want to hear that call? It's being worked into a promo, if you'd like to hear that.
Well, I thought that was, I didn't agree totally, Bart, with what he said, but at least the guy had the guts to call up and... You know, it wasn't a Twitter hater.
Well, the promo you're going to hear.
Yeah.
We spin it in our favor, but here's what you're going to hear.
This is Chuck and Winkler on
The Fan. Reaction continuing to pour in for the hiring of Matt LaFleur as the Packers' next head coach. Well, let's see what William in Elm Grove says. William, what's up?
This is an assistant flunky.
Who'd you want?
Went to the Super Bowl once. You could have picked some guy off the side of the street.
Tell me somebody who's better than this guy.
One guy.
Okay, I could give you a number of names.
Anytime that you want to give one name, we'll take one.
You don't turn a stumbling team around by
Who did you want to be hired besides this guy?
Had that if they would have hired him, you'd call in and be excited about.
I wouldn't be excited about anything. The way Ted Thompson screwed up this
we
team.
We just need one, like anyone that's ever coached... In the world,
anybody.
One single name.
Josh McDaniels. Now, that's coming from a pedigree.
Okay, there's a name. It took, let's see, a minute 31 on the clock.
This is Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Still needs to go through some post-production there, but that's the general gist of it.
Good stuff, good promo too. But yeah, I just, you know, I like calls like that. Again, he might not been, we didn't agree with him, and he couldn't back it up after, you know, he threw that out there. But still, the guy had the guts to call up and put that on the line and drew some heat from the listeners as well. That's, you know, I have to admire at least that part of it.
Yeah, we'll commend you for that.
Yeah,
William and Elm Grove.
The take was a little off, though.
Well, if he didn't like Matt LaFleur, and there are red flags for Matt LaFleur.
Well, his,
which we'll get into throughout the show, but just who else?
You don't have to like him.
Who else?
No, I. You don't like. He said that there were better candidates, but then we were kind of pressing him for it. That was like the edited version right there. He didn't
have
a name.
That made us look as good as possible. That's what we tried.
Well, of course. We're going to spin it later on for us. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to hear a little behind the scenes because that promo wasn't finished, but you got to hear a little
That was the raw copy.
Yeah. As it's developing in the womb, you got to hear that copy.
Kind of like in a movie, you know, where you see the coming attractions.
Yeah.
You know, you see the raw. You know, it's still in production.
They send out the dailies.
Yes.
You get to see and review the dailies of some of the scenes. That's what you got, a little behind the scenes there. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. So let's see the results of the poll so far. Off the top of your head, do you know who Ben Sermons is? 86% of people say no. They don't.
All right. Yeah.
Well, that's actually higher than I thought it would be.
Now, I have a big dilemma this weekend, and I think, well, you don't, but I do. You know, you mentioned before the show that this was maybe the biggest weekend in the NFL of the season, other than the Super Bowl. Yes, I love this weekend.
You can either say wild card weekend, but I tend to lean towards this weekend.
Well, because this weekend, you separate the men from the boys again.
Sure.
This weekend, and then the winner goes on to the championship round. But you know, two of the games are going to be on Fox, and like tomorrow night's game, and one of the games Saturday, I think the late afternoon game Saturday, is going to be on Fox. And it's all indications, according to the Journal Sentinel this morning, it's going to be blacked out again because they still have not come to a contract. I have to figure out, we were deciding last night, where we're going to go to watch the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
We got to go. I mean, sports bars are going to factor in. They're going to love this, which is great.
Do you have an antenna?
No. I mean, you know, given Lomira, I kind of live in a little modern condo where they don't have the antenna on the roof. Hmm. Everybody's patched in the cable, and you can't even get DirecTV like you have because we're facing north. So out of luck. We are out of luck. Cannot get over the air. So got to go somewhere to watch the game. We're probably going to head out to the Q Club and watch the game on Saturday. But there's probably a lot of guys like me who, you know, you want to watch these games this weekend, and you can't do it because of this dispute between Spectrum, or whatever they're called these days, and Fox 6.
Yeah, and this is where if the Packers were in the playoffs, you'd probably...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They would probably have come to it. Fox 6 would have probably had to cave by now.
Well, maybe. You
Spectrum
know?
Would have had the upper hand over Fox 6, I believe.
Yeah.
Because Fox 6 would be able to sell ads during the Packer game around here.
Yeah.
Which they would want to be shown to people.
Spectrum is putting the onus on Fox 6, which I think that's totally wrong. It's amazing because Spectrum, you know what? We got one less channel on our cable system, but I don't see my bill taking a decrease at all. I have an important channel that I'm missing, but you know what? My bill will still be the same next month, even though I don't have Fox 6. So they might not be collecting from Fox 6, yet my bill's not going down at all.
Once this is over, I would call and complain.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll.
But you know what? You would try to
give you a credit if you call and complain.
You know what happens when you try to complain? Well, first of all, trying to get to somebody in customer service takes forever.
Now that is a hassle, and it sucks.
It is. So, and I know you worked behind the scenes there.
I used
Back
to work
in
Charter.
Yeah, same thing, right?
Which has become Spectrum.
Yeah.
Charter and Time Warner merged.
God, you just go from one prompt to another, to another, to another.
It was the worst job I ever
so
had.
So you're saying if I called in and I complained that, hey, you know what? You haven't been giving me Fox for the last 2 weeks, but you're charging me for it out of my bill, I should get a little reduction. Well, they'll take 50 cents off?
No, I would say...
Well, first of all, they'll apologize 15 times.
Say, yeah, I was without the game. You always got to, like, lie. Make it sound like not having this channel is the worst thing that ever happened.
I have to watch this game for my show.
My son, don't say that. Say, my son's the biggest Cowboy fan, and he was crying, and on Saturday night, I had to console him, and he says, Daddy, I hate you. I'd rather stay at Mom's. She's got the Cowboy game, and I'm calling because I can't do this anymore. I do have a friend that told me they got $20 credit because of this, but I need, and then they'll say, okay, sir, we'll give you $20 credit.
Okay, so lie about somebody having credit.
Yeah, I would say that generally lying is bad, but when you are talking to a cable company, it's always good.
Okay.
Always make your life seem bad.
Because
that
I would terrible. Think that you have the power as a consumer.
You don't.
You don't because you could cancel.
But you're not gonna, and they know that.
Well, but there's...
And if you cancel, what does it matter? One person canceled out of millions of subscribers?
Well, they don't want to lose your 157. And there's I've been checking into the other options. Like last night, I was on the internet and checking different ways I can go. Because I want to be able to get the local channels too. And and getting Fox Sports Wisconsin is huge.
I feel like
the sports channels.
I feel like there's people calling, but they're not. I feel like a lot of people are calling to tell us, "Hey, get Sling. Hey, get YouTube TV."
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Chuck's not going to do that in the next day.
No.
So Chuck's got Spectrum. He wants the Cowboys on Spectrum. So that's the problem. We're not. We shouldn't have to change our system because the system takes something away from us.
Because anytime we talk about stuff like this, that's what we get. We have calls or we get on Twitter.
You guys all call in like you're the first ones that has ever heard of Roku or Sling.
We
know what they are.
Try YouTube TV, yes.
We know them.
I get the Amazon stick. I understand all that. I was like seeing what the best ones were. We get that. But it doesn't help me for tomorrow, like you said.
Yeah, Chuck's not going to cancel Spectrum tonight and figure out how to set up YouTube TV by tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's not going to. And no. He shouldn't have to.
No, but you know what? We all want to watch this game. These games this weekend, and two of the four we don't get on our cable system, which sucks, especially this time of the year.
Well, again, I have DirecTV, so I don't.
No, I know. I mean, people have Spectrum. Can't do it.
Yeah, you guys are screwed.
Yeah, I mean, if you're facing the north like I am, you can't get through. I would love to have DirecTV, but I can't get it because I can't put that dish out of my balcony because we're going north.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Based on the conversation we just had, you can win some Jimmy Buffett tickets. We will explain that coming up and more on the Packers coaching search, and we will say farewell one more time to Ron Zook. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
It's a lot different when it's actually you getting fired, too. You know, that's the one thing I told my wife. I mean, it's one thing being fired, and this is the first time I've ever been on a staff that got fired. The other times I've been fired, it's been me. So, you know, it's a little bit different. I think, when you don't know what your future is. I mean, obviously, you want to plan ahead, and you got to have a way to take care of your family. And most all coaches understand that when they choose this profession. I mean, they always used to always say that there's two kinds of coaches, those that have been fired or those that are going to get fired. And for the most part, it's, that's probably fairly true. It's just the way it is.
That's Ron Zook, former special teams coach of the Green Bay Packers. He will not be retained on Matt LaFleur's staff, according to multiple reports. With Ron Zook, he kind of saw that coming, so that's not like we didn't. He said that before. He knew officially he was getting fired. He said that after the Lions game, but he knew it was coming, and it did come. So Matt LaFleur will need a new special teams coordinator, and the Ron Zook special teams era did not go well. And I think when I think of one image from it, I'm going to think of the image from that Detroit game where when the Lions kicked the fake field goal or went for the fake field goal, there was a really good picture of the Lions faking the field goal and Zook kind of standing on the sidelines with his arms crossed, just having
no idea what
was going on. No surprise that he's getting fired. The Packers finished 28th in the league in special teams play, according to a special teams metric put together by Football Outsiders. The last few years, they were 14 2 years ago, number 21 in 2016, and number 17 in 2015. But always at the bottom half of the league, and this year one of the worst five teams when it came to special teams.
Here's the thing, though: the only thing I don't put on Ron Zook as far as special teams is Mason Crosby, because what is he going to do with Mason Crosby, who's been kicking forever? I mean, a kicker, unless there's breakdowns on the line and kicks are getting blocked, Mason Crosby missing field goals is not on Ron Zook. I mean, that's on Crosby. I'm not going to blame Zook for that, but you know, like the plays against Detroit, where it's a 7-0 game and a guy is wide open on a fake field goal for a touchdown, that's embarrassing for a special teams coordinator and a special teams in general. If you're unprepared for onside kicks and stuff like that, or you don't cover on returns, punt returns, kick returns, I look at that as on the coordinator too. The only thing I don't, again, is if Crosby is shanking balls or missing balls, and just like the kicker down in Chicago, if he's missing field goals, that's not on the special teams coach. That's on the kicker.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And also, you know,
when
you have these guys that are like just churning and burning at the end of the roster, and then now they're forced to play special teams.
Yeah.
You know, when you sign a guy off the street and he's not really going to play much, and okay, we'll put him on special teams. Has he ever played special teams? You got to coach him up quick and get him familiar with what you do, if it's any different than what other people do. It can be a whole thing. I just turned on, we got a call from Mike and his dog Abby, who come to the toy drive all the time. Channel 6 is on Spectrum. I'm double checking here in the studio, and it is confirmed.
They're back?
I'm watching it right now.
They're back?
I'm looking at Carl's face.
They must have figured something out, because the news was not on last night.
Well, we have Spectrum in here, right?
Wow.
It says Spectrum.
Must be back.
Yeah.
They must have.
Don't all go rush to your TVs now.
No, they must have figured it out. Okay.
Yeah, Fox 6 is back on Spectrum. Chuck, right. That changed your whole weekend.
It does. I'm trying to look at the news.
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. See that? That's why Chuck didn't go rush out to get a Fire Stick.
Yeah,
that's why he didn't go rush out to buy an antenna. He knew it would be solved.
Yeah, the article on the Journal Sentinel yesterday was that they talked to somebody from Chibrium Broadcasting, which owns Fox 6, and they said, "Well, it's probably not going to be done by this weekend. We're not even talking. We're not even negotiating." So, well, if this is on, unless there's a mistake. And they decided just to put it on for this weekend. I don't know why they would do that, because that'd be some big negotiating power right there. But yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome if it's back. I'm not seeing any.
Yeah, news. I got it out right now out here. Spectrum. Yeah,
I put on Fox 6 last night, and they were running that special message where it says that where Spectrum was putting it all on Fox 6 and Tribune TV.
So this one's over, but guess what?
All right.
It will happen again. It will happen with DirecTV and Channel 4. It will happen with Dish and Channel 12. It will happen again to you. You may have been safe this time, but it will happen again.
This is the first time. This is the first time, though, it's been extended, though, where it's been over a couple of weeks. I don't remember it being this any time, whether it's any other local channel or anybody else having to battle through weeks of this stuff.
Could you imagine if, could you imagine if in your car you didn't get the radio, you had to pay Spectrum to get radio channels, and then there was a dispute between radio and the fan?
Well,
that'd be so stupid.
I know. At least radio's free.
Well, TV's free. It should be. It is on some antennas.
Yeah. I guess, but
so dumb.
But I mean, if you live in the outlying areas, like where I live in Lomira, you know, the antenna on my roof wouldn't do me any good. I guess in certain, depending on the antenna, you might be able to get it, the local channels in, but I just couldn't. I could, because like my building said no antenna on the roof. So you're pretty much relegated to either cable TV, or that's it, unless you live on the other side of the building where you can get DirecTV. But that's good. I haven't seen any news, and I'm looking it up right now. But maybe something was negotiated overnight.
All I can tell you is on Spectrum, I see Carl Deffenbaugh's head.
That's awesome. Who I sat next to at Game 5 of the NLDS. No, the NLCS in Los Angeles. He listens to our show. Well, he does. He did when he did the weekends.
Yeah, he ain't right now.
He did Saturdays and Sundays.
He's the star of the show.
Yeah, because he was doing Saturdays and Sundays. He's a former sports reporter. And introduced myself, and he goes, I listen to you guys every morning when I did the weekends. I would listen to you guys. I'd get up, go work out, and I'd be listening to you guys on the way to the workout.
Does he golf? He can come to our golf outing. That'll be our first sign up.
I will ask him next year because the guy he replaced was always in our golf outing.
Yeah, Jessup went to D.C.
Yeah.
So he's gone. All right, Fox 6 back on Spectrum.
That's good.
If we accomplish anything, I would say that we did it.
We'll take some credit for that. Okay.
Our complaining did it. Got a tweet in here from Mike. Guys, has anything official on Pettin been announced? I have not seen anything. No, as of now, nothing's been announced. He was asked about it. LaFleur was at his press conference, said, I haven't talked to Mike yet, so we assume that will happen. I don't see any indication that it won't be Pettin. And if it's not, they better decide that quick because there's other guys that they could have for defensive coordinator that are getting swept off the market. So I would assume that it's Pettin. Some of the other news, they are looking at different offensive coordinators. Nathaniel Hackett is on the radar, according to Rob Demoski. He was a guy who was fired in November from Jacksonville. Jacksonville struggling for years with Blake Bortles. You give this guy Aaron Rodgers, possibly, could have better results. Lions also interested in him.
Oh, by the way, the news is just coming out right now. 19 minutes ago, it was reported that Spectrum TV has ended their dispute with Tribune Broadcasting. So, okay.
Are you double-checking the news? I broke the news.
No, I'm not. I'm just making sure it was not a snafu on Cable's part where somebody flipped the switch and all of a sudden Fox 6 was on.
Okay.
So, but back to what you were saying.
I was just talking about Mike Pettin. It's irrelevant.
No.
All we care about today is Fox 6.
No, I mean, Mike Pettin is going to get the job, I think. I think all indications are. But I can see that. I can see the concern that, if you're not going to hire Pettin, who's going to be your guy if all these other guys are being taken off the market with new coaching hires like Todd Bowles and guys like that?
Actually, we didn't break the news. Mike and his dog, Abby, who called in to tell us to turn it on, broke the news.
That's good stuff.
So thank you, Mike. You are you're a wonderful man. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That better lead your update right now on The Fan.
Who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? The time, if that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. I'm moving out.
Chuck Winkler from the Bryan Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman.
Speaking of breaking stories, toward the end of our show yesterday,
yes, we speculated that it would be Billy Joel. That would be the concert announcement, and it was. The Brewers announcing yesterday around 10 o'clock, and they made Craig Counsell show up at this press conference. I didn't see much of it, but I saw a little bit of the live stream, and there was one guy talking. I don't know who the guy was. He's like nervous. He's like, I don't have no musical talent, but I love Billy Joel. We're going to bring him here, and Counsell's just sitting there. So I don't know if anybody was there, because it was a news conference, so I don't know if anybody was there to ask him about, like, Yasmani Grandal or anything.
Well, that was odd, I thought, that the council was there. Only in Milwaukee would, like, the manager have to show up for an event that Miller Park is going to hold that doesn't involve him.
Maybe council had nothing to do and he wanted to be there. He's a big Billy Joel fan, maybe.
Council always wears that same blue suit, no tie.
Yep.
It's the same one when he was hired or if he's at a special function. He's got the one standard suit that Council always wears. But he was, or the sport coat look.
What's 105.7 the Fan got today?
Absolutely. Well, there he's usually in his pullover. But, he was talking about that. We did not go to the press conference because it was going to be a musical announcement. But then when I saw Council was there, just thought that was odd. And I didn't see where anybody asked him, by the way, what'd you think of signing Grandal?
I'm sure he was relieved that we weren't there.
Yeah.
He looked around. It's just a bunch of news reporters. None of these people have any idea who Yasmani Grandal is.
Yeah.
I can just talk about Billy Joel. Perfect. Joel.
I heard somebody on TV Sports last night refer to Grandal as Grandal.
Oh.
I'm not going to say who.
That's bad.
One of the local TV stations called him Grandal.
Well, we know it wasn't on Fox 6 because you didn't have Fox 6 until this morning.
Yeah.
So we can eliminate them.
Well, in my house.
Who else was on last night?
So you have like three other channels it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Fox 6.
You guys can play that game at home. Billy Joe will play at Miller Park, and it'll be in April on the 26th with cross your fingers that it's nice out. I mean, if it's a cold day in April, it's going to be cold in the stadium.
Yeah. Right? What is it, 30 degrees they could heat that up to?
Wasn't there a game that we went to in April last year where there was snow? It was almost May. There was snow on the ground, like the 20th or 21st.
Yeah. There was an afternoon game. It was a Tuesday night game leaving there, and I was leaving in a snowstorm and coming the next day, and the snowstorm was continuing. You and I were at the game on a Wednesday afternoon in April, and it was just bizarre leaving in a snowstorm.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was late April, so you could have that situation. Yeah. I thought for sure it'd be a concert announcement in July or June or something like that, but if Billy Joe's ready to come, you take him whenever you can get him.
I just think, you know, that early in the season with the, I mean, is the grass all going to be in shape? Because I would think in April they're still trying to get the grass all ready to go. You know, and they're working on that every day.
Hey, my guy Michael Betcher down there, head of the grounds crew.
Yeah.
He'll have that field in tip-top condition.
Oh, no doubt, but they're making it tough on him, though, that they're going to stomp on it in April with people on the field. July, I think, maybe the field would be a little bit better shape. I don't know. I don't know a guy who knows anything about grass. Can I say that?
That you don't know anything about grass?
Not that kind of grass. Or any kind of grass.
Oh, you're talking about pot?
No, both, yes. Both, yes.
Either's fine.
So, on a Friday night, end of April, I thought it'd be like one of those. And I'm glad they're finding a use at least for Miller Park. I've always said they need to find more uses for that place, but I thought it'd be over the All-Star break.
Yeah, well, there you go. April 26th, Billy Joe coming to town as announced by our friend Craig Counsell. Now, the Brewers continue to make moves or at least try to make moves. They did get that agreement, as reported by Ken Rosenthal, with Yasmani Grandal. And now their attention is turning to a middle infielder, aggressively looking for a middle infielder, according to reports. But some of these other middle infielders are being scooped up. Who went to the Nationals? Dozier. Went to the Nationals.
Yeah, didn't have the greatest of season. Hit a lot of home runs, but didn't have a great season batting average-wise.
Jed Lowrie was a focus for a lot of people. He just went to the Mets on a two-year deal for about $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Josh Harrison is in play. Josh Harrison with the Pirates can play second, can play third. I've always loved Josh Harrison. I would love to see him.
I have too. His just numbers. I notice his numbers have declined.
He had an injury.
I feel like, though, when he plays against the Milwaukee Brewers, man, he hits about 600.
Yeah.
You know, some of those guys, there's like a core of two or three guys on the Pirates who, when they play the Brewers, man, they have career games and career series. And then you see him play against everybody else and nothing. But Josh Harrison's one of those guys, oh, man, here he is making a defensive play. Oh, another base hit the right field.
John Jay's one of those guys.
Another guy, yes.
That always kills
the
Brewers. Mark Feinsand of MLB.com reported last night, according to a source, the Brewers' infield pursuit is unlikely to result in them signing former Colorado second baseman DJ LeMahieu. The Brewers had been interested in him, but the Grandal signing may have pushed him out of their price range. Now, I don't know if that's his speculation, if he's got a source on that, because when you say the Brewers are interested in DJ LeMahieu, who would cost some money, but the Grandal signing may have pushed him out of their price range, is that the reporter speculating because he doesn't think he thinks the Brewers have a set budget?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing. The Brewers can tell you that they have a budget. Reporters can speculate, oh, the Brewers, this is probably their budget. But if Mark Attanasio says, screw it, I want this guy, well, then that's the budget now. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's reporter speculation or if that is, in fact, information that he's got from the club.
I guess here's what I've learned about the Brewers, especially after this Grandal move. Any speculation like the Brewers are in the market for a Madison Baumgartner or, you know, this guy or this guy, Stern somehow is getting these moves done under the radar. Nobody had Grandal coming to Milwaukee until it was actually done. Nobody had that rumor out there. Even like the some of the signings the Brewers made last year. Getting Lorenzo Cain, nobody had speculation that Cain was coming to Milwaukee. You know, nobody had that one at all. So who knows? Just because it's not being reported doesn't mean that Stearns isn't eyeing up some of these names out there.
Now, there will be some Brewers news today. Today is the deadline for exchanging figures with arbitration-eligible players. The Brewers still have six guys that are due for a raise through arbitration, including Zach Davies, Manny Pena, Junior Guerra, Corey Knebel, Alex Claudio, who they just traded for, and Travis Shaw. He will definitely get a bump in pay through the arbitration. He made just north of $550,000 last year. That salary is expected to be about $5 million through arbitration. In baseball, you sign these guys to deals, but if they play well, they get paid more. And it's just it's a different system in baseball where you can actually play good enough to get yourself a raise, because you sign these guys to such long deals that you can either agree with your player, yeah, Christian Yelich will sign you to this deal, Lorenzo Cain will sign you to this deal, but especially as you're coming up, you have these guys under control for so long, and if you're not going to pay a guy $10 million and then he never makes it past single A, but also if you come up to the big leagues and play very well, you should be in line for a raise, and so baseball goes through that process. So the Brewers will have to, that's part of their, when you speculate on what the salary cap is, or what, not salary cap in baseball, but what their total payroll is going to be, you got to factor that in, and we should start to find out some of those figures soon.
Which is, this is what's odd about baseball. And we found this out with Prince Fielder, how, you know, through those first few 6 years of a contract, you go to arbitration, and I think the most that Fielder might have made with Milwaukee is $10 million. You go through arbitration, and even like Travis Shaw, he's going to make, he made $500,000. Okay, did he totally outperform that contract? Sure. He's probably going to make around $5 million this year, and that's a bargain too. But after you get through those 6 years, and you become a free agent, then that's where you really make your money as a player.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, Shaw, if he makes $5 million next year, what's he really worth? $10 to $15 million a year, probably.
Oh, sure, yeah. In the open market, he would make a lot more.
But he can't.
That's why the team control is such a valuable part, and that's why David Stearns is always looking for guys that have that.
Even Yelich. I mean, Yelich probably is a $20 million a year guy. What are they getting him for, $10 million a season right now because they have control?
Yelich is probably 25-30.
Yeah,
if he was open,
but you
market.
Know, okay, I'm just saying minimum right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, 25-30, $20 million. But you know, the point is, the Brewers have just got a hell of a deal. But that's how baseball works. You 6 years before you really can cash in as a ball player if you're good or you're an average player.
Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan. So Billy Joel coming to Miller Park in April. We'll try to find tickets for you to give away in the coming months. We do have tickets for Jimmy Buffett. He will be at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in July. Details on how you can win that straight ahead, which Spectrum Sports Fox 6 was going to be an answer. That no longer. We'll have a good question for you regarding the weekend ahead, and we'll take a look at the Matt LaFleur era and what he needs to do to make sure that lasts as long as possible. All coming up. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Another interesting sports weekend is set to be upon us. You've got the Bucks with a pair of games Friday night and then a Sunday matinee in Atlanta. You've got Wisconsin hosting Purdue tonight. You've got Marquette hosting Seton Hall. The Milwaukee Panthers are in action this weekend. You've got, obviously, the NFL. Our question today for you to win Jimmy Buffett tickets. The Coral Reefer Band will be there as well. July 20th at Alpine Valley Music Theater. Between the NFL, Packers, Brewers, Bucks, etc., what's the one thing you would like to see happen this weekend? I was assuming your answer would be Fox 6 back on Spectrum, but that happened. That happened this morning. If you have Fox 6 and Spectrum, you can watch the games this weekend. We're gonna take credit for breaking that news here on Chuck and Winkler. But what's the one thing with everything going on that you would want to see this weekend that we're talking about on Monday?
The NFL playoffs. Does that count? I mean, all four games, or is one game in particular? I'd say the NFL playoffs.
What's the one thing you want to see happen? So with this question, we're going to try to say, like, you want the Bucs to blow out the Hawks, or you want the Cowboys to beat the Rams. What's one thing that if you had a wish, you could say, that's going to happen this weekend?
Oh, I'd like to see the Bucs go 2-0, coming back home to play Miami. The Bucs actually play Sunday afternoon up against the NFL when they play Atlanta. So I'd like to see the Bucs have a clean sweep this weekend, Washington and Atlanta, going into that home game with the Heat.
Yeah, nobody texts me during that game because I'm going to try to tape it and then watch it after football. I tried to do that the other night. I tried on Wednesday to start the Bucks-Rockets game at about 8:30 because I was out recording a podcast. And then I got home, and people are texting me. I'm an idiot. I checked my Twitter mentions. But even on the way home from where I was, I stopped to get a slice of pizza, and they had the Bucks game on TV there, their one TV they had there, which is great. I mean, it's great that the Bucks, fever's taking over, but also I didn't want to know the score. Sometimes I'll try to – I very rarely do that. I usually get, like, itchy when I know a game's going on live and I don't know the score, and I try to watch it. But I did try to do that on Wednesday night, and it did not work.
See, I got to watch a game live, and because I mean, even back before social media, if I don't see it live, I don't come home and just – okay, I'm going to watch the game now. It's either live or find out the score, and then I won't watch the game. Only game I usually really rewatch is maybe like the Packer game. But usually, if I'm not going to watch it live, then I'll just find out what the score is. I'll follow it on my phone right now. But I got another dilemma on Saturday. I'm trying to find Marquette tickets. Listen to this. I'm trying to find Marquette tickets. And so there's this website you can go on where people are selling their tickets. And people are selling tickets for the student section for like $5 a piece. And I was on there, and I put my little message on there, and I'm hearing from all these students who want to sell me their ticket for $5 for the student section. And I'm like, oh, this sounds like a great deal. $5 to get into the Marquette game? Fantastic. But they all have like one ticket a piece. And then we get down to the transaction. I got all these... the Bridgets and the Mackenzies of the world from college students messaging me. And this is where the generation gap takes place. So I said, oh, great. I'd love to buy the ticket for $5. Bridget texts me back or messages me back. She says, do you have Venmo? V-E-N-M-O, which I assume you probably know.
Yeah, you should get Venmo.
Okay. Do you have Venmo? Which I've never heard of before. I'm like, huh?
Do you know what PayPal is?
Well, okay, let me get to that. Okay, then her next one was, she's going to throw it in my lap. I said, okay, if you can't, I can figure out how to do PayPal. Let's do PayPal. We'll get it figured out that way. And then I'm like, oh, I don't have PayPal either.
Do you have any way to transfer money over your phone?
The old, good old-fashioned way. I give you $5, you give me the ticket.
No, you got to change that.
I know. So,
do you want help with the Venmo account?
I'm going to have to figure all this out. Figure this out for next time.
It's very easy to set up.
Yeah, I know, but it was one of those things I didn't want to be educated on it last night. It was about 9:30, 10 o'clock when I was going.
Why are
we
glossing over the fact that you're willing to sit in the student section? That is a mistake.
Oh no.
Then you have to stand the whole time and do their cheers.
Oh, that's fine. My 7-year-old will love it.
But then they're going to be like, who is this
guy? Oh, no, I've seen adults in there before. Anyway, it's just all general admission. So you could sit anywhere, really. Well, my 7-year-old would love it. I've done it before. Yeah,
I would steer clear of sitting in the student section.
Oh, no, he's going to love it. The only thing I'm worried about is him flirting with the coeds.
Well, that is...
He seems to do that.
If he's a Freeman.
Yeah, well, so we're probably in the student section tomorrow. That'll be great. Oh, that'll be lively.
Do you need help with Venmo?
Not today. Not today. I don't want to do that today because I think I have my tickets figured out.
Okay, because it could probably set it up for you during the commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to learn about it today.
Okay.
That's for another time.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant.
Venmo, huh?
And
PayPal
bakeries. Packers are going to pay $5.5 million or so to Matt LaFleur, maybe through Venmo, over the next few seasons. We're going to talk about his future and what he can do to make sure it lasts as long as possible with you guys coming up. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.